So let's go over here and listen to Leon. Hi, Leon. What's on your mind, sir?
Yes. Good afternoon, Doctor. I've been a long-time listener, and I don't consider it rambling. So.
Oh, well. Thank you, sir. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, my wife, I'm 77, be 78 in June. My wife is 72 and recently diagnosed with primary progressive aphasia.
Oh, boy.
And it's very frustrating for her because she can't put words into her sentences that she knows she wants to say.
And I hear you. Yeah.
Very frustrating.
Well, look, there are a couple of things. Where do you all live?
In Puyallup.
Okay. So not too far away from, from here or from the clinic or those kind of places. Now, did your wife use, after menopause and before now, any bioidentical hormone replacement, sir?
I think she did use the, the horse urine stuff, or,
Oh, my goodness. That stuff belongs in horses. In fact, that's why I got started. I'm going to get off the point for just a moment to point out that a woman came in. She wanted hormone replacement. I tried to prescribe that horse urine stuff for her. She says, "What's this?" I said, "Well, it's natural, and you asked for natural." She says, "Do I look like a horse?" And, you know, she was completely right. She didn't look like any horse. And that stuff actually causes trouble. So she did not use any identical to natural bioidentical. That's what bioidentical means, hormone replacement therapy that you know about?
Not that I know of.
The reason I bring that up, sir, is there is an increasing number of articles about cognitive decline happening more frequently in women who do not use bioidentical hormones. I am not kidding. Now, is it too late? Because you might be told that by mainstream medicine. Oh, my goodness, the brain shuts off its response to estrogen after you haven't had any estrogen made by your ovaries for 10, 15 years. Well, that's the party line. However, the research line, and I like citing research because there it is, tells us that it is possible to reactivate the brain so that it will start using estrogen appropriately, as well as the progesterone and the other things that are in bioidentical hormone replacement. And the reason I'm starting with this first, sir, is because of recent publications exactly on this point. The longer the female brain goes without estrogens, that is bioidentical ones, identical to natural, and the longer the male brain goes without testosterone, and again, that's the bioidentical to natural, the more likely cognitive decline is to happen. So, bioidentical hormones originated at Tahoma Clinic. We really do know what we're doing with them, and we know how to keep it safe. That's one of the tasks that I told Meridian Valley Lab they're going to have to do if we're going to use bioidentical hormones in the clinic, that we're going to have safety up in the lab with testing. Now, how does one reactivate the brain? Oddly enough, it's done with simple stuff from the health food store. So one thing you could think about doing is seeing a practitioner at Tahoma Clinic, explaining the circumstances, explaining what I said in this program here. And they can help you with that, getting the brain reactivated so it'll accept estrogen. Now, why do we want it to accept estrogen? Because there's research from Rockefeller University, no less, in 1999 and the year 2000, that showed in the female brain, estrogen is responsible for organizing the cleanup crew that sweeps out the garbage that accumulates with cognitive decline. It's called tau protein, beta amyloid, and neurofibrillary tangle, and there's other things too. In the male brain, testosterone does that. So it sweeps out the garbage so things don't come and decline as much. Now that's one approach, and that is cleaning up the brain, and estrogen does that for women, and testosterone does for men. The second approach, though, is she's 70-something, and those of us who are in our 70s, if we're still alive, we have an even greater chance of having low stomach acid than we did when we were in our 60s. And if we happen to have low stomach acid, which is a better than 50-50 chance when we're in our 60s, then, oh my goodness, the same cells that are supposed to make hydrochloric acid are supposed to make the vitamin B12 combining factor called intrinsic factor, and she can swallow all the B12 she wants to, and it's not going to help her brain at all because it's going to go in one end and out the other, and she'll need B12 shots, and those can really help some people's brains. But the key thing is they have to be a shot because it can't get in by swallowing it because the stomach isn't working too good. So B12 shots are a possibility. Another thing is if she needs digestive health, then, wow, she should be using it because she won't be getting the nutrients in to keep the brain handy and or keep the brain healthy, I should say, excuse me. And there are a whole variety of things out there known to help with brain health. I'm not going to give you doses or anything, but I can just give you a list. One of them is lecithin, of all things. Fossil lipids, they're a big deal of brain health. Omega-3 fatty acids, particularly the DHA type from fish oil, they're really helpful. There's something called phosphatidylserine. So what I'm saying, sir, please consider getting in to see a Tahoma Clinic physician. We all work with all this stuff. And one, reactivating the brain by making it possible for it to accept estrogen. Estrogen won't be started right away. There's no point in that. You got to reactivate the brain, and that takes about 6-8 weeks. And it's done with simple stuff from the health food store that the physicians know about at Tahoma Clinic. And then after that, there's all the raw materials out of which brain is made, and we can get that into us, but we got to make sure our digestion is working to make sure it gets into us, because if the digestion isn't working, then those fatty substances don't digest so well. There's a lot of hope, sir. That's the point. I've worked with people who are in early stages of cognitive decline, and there are many things that can be done to turn it around.
Okay. And you're saying so she needs identical estrogen production, something
to reset her brain so it will use the estrogen. That's right.
I see.
And it's all natural stuff. It never hurt anything.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, that sounds great, because up to now we didn't have much hope for anything helping her. She takes quite a bit of coconut oil and regularly each day, and some curcumin, and we didn't know what else to do.
So. Well, like I say, sir, there's quite a number of things.
Okay, and if I could hit you with one more question, happen to think of. I'm 77, and I had my first colonoscopy, and apparently I had so many polyps and some large ones that they need to go back in, and so I'm getting another one in the middle of next month to try to remove some, but I have to have it done where they can cauterize it, apparently,
right?
When they remove the rest. Is there anything I can take to reduce polyps, or...
Sure.
Caused them.
one of the biggies happens to be vitamin D, sir, and particularly in our climate, we all need bunches of vitamin D. So what we're shooting
vitamin D is
as much as is found in the bloodstream of people who live in the tropics, because it never hurt them in the tropics, and it won't hurt us here. And for the average person around here, it takes 5,000 to 6,000 units to do that. But we always want to follow up with a blood test to make sure it's not too much, not too little.
All right, well, thank you very much, doctor.
Okay, sir, and let's see if you can get your wife in and get some of this stuff started, because it's not beyond hope.
I appreciate that very much, and appreciate you, and God bless you.
Thank you, sir.